An envoy representing South Korean President Kim Dae-jung is in Pyongyang for talks on ending an international dispute over North Korea's nuclear weapons program. He carries a letter from the president to the North's leader, Kim Jong-il. The delegation of South Korean envoy Im Dong-hwan arrived in North Korea Monday to try to negotiate a freeze on North Korea's nuclear weapons development. He's expected to meet with the North's leader, Kim Jong-il, and other top officials.
평화와 화해 협력을 바라는 대통령님의 확고한 의지와
Before leaving Seoul, Mr. Im told reporters he carries a message from President Kim Dae-jung urging Pyongyang to immediately halt its nuclear program, a request the South has made repeatedly. Mr. Im said the aim of his mission is to open a dialogue on the nuclear issue. He stressed that he will express the international community's concerns, but warned a quick resolution was not in sight. The crisis started in October when Pyongyang confirmed to U.S. officials that it had a secret program to develop nuclear weapons, an admission it now denies. It has since kicked out U.N. weapons inspectors and withdrawn from the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, moves that have alarmed countries around the world. Japan, one of North Korea's most influential neighbors, underscores its support for the South Korean mission. Japanese government spokesman Yasuyo Fukuda said Monday that Tokyo welcomes the envoy's trip and believes continued dialogue with the Stalinist North is important. South Korea and the United States also emphasized the need for discussions and a peaceful solution to the standoff. However, the United States is pushing to put the case before the United Nations Security Council, a request that must come from the UN's nuclear watchdog, the International Atomic Energy Agency. That agency remains undecided. The North reiterated Monday through its official media its position that it wants to negotiate directly with the United States. The North wants the United States to sign a non-aggression treaty, a request Washington has already turned down. Both countries say they're willing to hold direct talks, but none have been scheduled. Separately, North Korea made a concession Monday during talks on the establishment of inter-Korean rail and road links. It recognized the authority of the United States-led UN command over transportation routes and signed a tentative accord on cross-border passages. The UN command, under the armistice agreement signed by North Korea at the end of the 1950 to 1953 Korean War, has since supervised the area between the North and South known as the Demilitarized Zone. Previous plans to open links were held up by Pyongyang's refusal to recognize the UN command's authority. Amy Bickers, VOA News, Tokyo.